Charu Maharaj is here with us today. Bhakti Maharani, when she was in Bhagavad Mahatmya, we hear that when she was in distress, because her two children, both Jnana and Vairagya, had become old and she was looking young. So, seeing her situation, she was just meditating how to solve this problem. So suddenly, Yadrichaya, just with great fortune, Sri Narad Muni appeared there. We know the story is pretty long, but in the same way, we see that today, in this Marubhumi, in the desert-like place, where there is absolutely no traces of devotion, His Holiness has very kindly come here to relieve us from material pangs and give us Krishna Katha. So I request all of you, that let us all of us chant one time together Hare Krishna and welcome Maharaj again for this evening's program. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Do you know actually when this how this Hare Krishna Mahamantra came into being? Though there is in Kali Santana Upanishad, this Mahamantra is mentioned that one time when Lord Krishna left Vrindavan to Mathura, that all the gopis, gopas and all the brajavasis, they gathered together and they wouldn't let Krishna leave. At that time, Srimati Radharani was in the most difficult situation. So, from Chaitanya Karika, there is a very wonderful verse that says, Kadachit virahe chipta dhyanti priya sangamam Vrishabhanu suta devi jalpanti idam muhur muhu. That Srimati Radharani, out of great separation from Lord Krishna, that he is living Sri Vrindavan Dham, that Radharani was Vrishabhanu Sutra Devi Jalpanti Idam Mohur Mohur. Chaitanya Karika says that Srimati Radharani was chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. There is a Bengali translation of this in short. There is a Bengali translation of this. Just for the pleasure of Bengali devotees, I will explain. Je kale Krishna gela Mathura nagare, vichhede katara radha hari nam kare. Shola nam bhakti sakkar madhurya bhandar, yehi nam smare netre bohe jaladhar. Sehi dharar bhavakanti kariya dharan, yehi naam japila gauranga uchatan, naam jape mahaprabhu kande anivar, anukhan hoy ange satvika vikar, dasha dasha hoy prabhur samudre patan, naamer mahima sab adbhuta kathan. Sriman Mahaprabhu, having taken this bhav of Srimati Radharani, Radharadi Skrandan, cries of Srimati Radharani, that same Krishna has again descended in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Throughout his lifetime, Mahaprabhu of course had two main functions, the reasons for his advent. One is to give naam prem to the whole world, and second one was to give braja rasa madhuri to the general public, to the general devotees. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during his entire life, of course he is the Lord himself, he continuously preached, and wherever he went, he made everybody Krishna conscious. Just like when he was going in Jharkhand, the birds and the beasts and the elephants, the tigers, what to speak of Pashupati, even the snakes were dancing in ecstasy of chanting the holy names of the Lord. after at the end of his 18 last 18 years of his life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continuously stayed in Jagannath Puri in Gambhira, and he rejoiced the Radharani's love towards Krishna in his Gauranga form. So within these 18 years of his meditation, Lord Chaitanya, though personally did not compose any of the books, his all teachings, which are nothing but the secrets of all the Vedic literatures, he taught, or he just explained them, or just said them to Swarup Ramana, Swarup and Swarup Das Goswami and Rai Ramananda. Today we are very fortunate that His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj is going to give us more insight into these 8 shlokas that Shriman Mahaprabhu rejoiced. There is no wonder, there is no need for me to explain, but it is a fact that His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj is exclusively dedicated to Srila Prabhupada and his mission. Just like the moon rays, the Chandrika cannot be separated from the Chandra, or the moon rays, the shining of moon rays cannot be separated from the sun, or just as the heat and light cannot be separated from the fire. Similarly, Sri Maharaj is so very dedicated to Srila Prabhupada that his entire life is nothing but service to Srila Prabhupada, which we can see even today he is in the highest or the topmost position. And though he is rendering that service so wonderfully, he is always finding time to come and give these seminars and various preaching to the devotees. We can know this through his one of the most dedicated act is that whenever he gives initiation, he will make disciples take one vow that they will never leave Srila Prabhupada's organization. I think it is only he and no other acharya says that. So it is worth glorifying. Maharaj was also personal servant of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was great mercy, what can be said. Whoever came in touch of Srila Prabhupada was so much gladdened and they were so happy, and that's how we see that today this organization is into picture. Maharaj has so much of mercy from Srila Prabhupada. I'm sure that he will share also, of course we will get to know through his instructions or through his teachings, all those Prabhupada's mercy. So I would request Maharaj to kindly enlighten us in these topics of Sri Shikshashtakam. Jai Bhakti Charu Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much, Adhichandra. You so beautifully presented Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal activities to establish Krishna consciousness and spread the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although he himself is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thank you so much. And also, it's very nice that you also pointed out how the holy name manifested through Srimati Radharani, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. She has, of course, Hare Krishna Mahamantra is eternal. It's always there. But it gives a very solid foundation to this Mahamantra when you merit incidents like that, that Srimati Radharani was constantly chanting the holy name due to being separated from Krishna. And when Krishna came in the mood of Srimati Radharani as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was constantly chanting the holy name of the Lord. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So I was Let's start with a little kirtan. Maybe you can give me the harmonium. And if I sing, how many of you can sing in Bengali here? See, if I sing a Bengali bhajan, how many of you will be able to sing that? It's a very simple, very sweet song by Shuchit, by Basu Ghosh Prabhu. This is a little high, so let me see. Maybe if I come a little closer. I think I need to talk to you. So, this bhajan was this glorification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was composed by Srila Vasudev Datta, Vasudev Ghosh. He was an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was a great singer, a poet, a musician. It goes like Gora Guna Gao Shuni. How many of you know this song? No. Oh, I have a problem here. Okay, let's see. He's saying, please sing the glory of Sri Chaitanya. Bohu punna phale shobohu milale prema parashomani. Due to heaps of pious activity, I found this touchstone that gives Krishna consciousness, Krishna prema. Akhila jiver eshoko shagor nayana nimeshe shoshe. By his momentary glance, he drives away all the suffering of this material world. Oi prema lesh parosho na pele paramu jurabe kishe. If I do not get that love of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how will my heart be pacified? Oruno noyone, boruno noyone, oruno noyone, boruno aloy, korunai nirikhane. He is casting his merciful glance with the eyes that are red and mixed due to the love of Krishna, and constantly tears of love is flowing from those eyes. Preme halo halo pulake pulalo apad mastakotono. His entire body from head to toe is displaying the standing of hair due to ecstasy. Basu ghoshu kahe shato dhara bhavi sumeru shinchito jam. Vasudev Ghosh says, as if the Sumeru mountain is being inundated, being showered with hundreds of streams, golden streams. So, Gohato, Shami, tumi gaibe. তাহলে আমি যখন গাইছি তুমি তাহলে অন্যরা ফলো করতে পারে.
The song is in the internet.
Okay.
You can go on kksongs.org and click on song relics, lyrics, and you go to G. If I'm done, go to find out with them. Yeah, if you have a phone.
So, did you find the song?
Got it.
Got it. Okay. It's harmonium. It's not sounding proper. Maybe you play it. You can come on the stage and you play that. It shows with many plasters and tapes. So.
enough.
Hare Krishna.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschakuna Shukavane Srila Prabhupada Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Eric, I'm so happy to see you. Yesterday I was thinking of you actually, and I was thinking that I came here and they didn't inform you. Thanks a lot for coming. I actually spoke to Henry yesterday, and he told you all about it. Oh, I see, you heard it. Okay. Thank you. So, yes, on Shikshashtakam, Dada Charanpur gave such a wonderful introduction. Thank you. Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not present anything in writing. Although he gave the highest spiritual understanding. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave something that was not revealed in this world before. Although there were other Vaishnava Sampradayas, these Vaishnava Sampradayas were coming practically from the beginning of creation, but this presentation was not given by them before. In simple words, we can say the Vaishnava teachings are giving us the understanding of the spiritual sky. And the spiritual world is known as, or the spiritual world that is known to everyone at that time, was Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha, the spiritual domain where the Supreme Personality of Godhead has His own abode. And that abode of the Lord is called Vaikuntha, where the Lord performs His pastimes along with His associates. But beyond Vaikuntha, there is another region that is called Golok. So the knowledge about Golok or Braja was not known to the people before. Before Krishna came and performed His pastimes about 5,000 years ago. Although in Bhagavad Gita Krishna says that Sambhavami Juge Juge, I manifest myself in every Juga. Not only in every Juga He comes once, but there are many pastimes or many appearances of the Lord as His incarnations in different Yugas. But Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, He doesn't come in every Juga. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, He comes only once in the day of Brahma. And the duration of day of Brahma is 1,000 Chaturyugas. Four Yugas, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga and Kali Yuga. These four Yugas together comprise one Chaturyuga or Dipa Yuga. And in thousands of Chaturyugas, there is a day of Brahma. And in a day of Brahma, Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, comes only once. And that also has been defined very clearly. When is that time when He comes? In a day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus. Manus are the personalities who take care of different, okay, we can say the controls the entire universe. They are the ones, those who come, like in a factory, you get a shift, and each shift has a foreman, and the foreman has a set of his team that comes, and like one shift goes, the whole team leaves, another shift comes, and headed by one foreman. Similarly, the foreman of all the demigods is Manu. And there are 14 such Manus come, one in a day of Brahma. So Brahma's day comprises of 1,000 Chaturyuga, and there are 14 Manus. 1,000 divided by 14 is how much? 71. So the duration of one Manu is 71 Chaturyugas. And there are 14 Manus, and the seventh Manu is Vaivashata Manu. And on the 28th Chaturyuga of Vaivashata Manu, in the Dwapar Yuga, towards the end of the Dwapar Yuga, Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, comes. And incidentally, this is the reign of Vaivashata Manu. This is the 28th Chaturyuga. And in this Dwapar Yuga, Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, and performed his Braja Leela. When Krishna comes, he comes along with his abode, his dham. He comes with his dham or spiritual abode. He descends with his spiritual abode with his associates. And that spiritual abode is Braj or Vrindavan. So Krishna brings the Golok Vrindavan down to this earthly Vrindavan, which is in India, in the northern part of India, and performs his pastimes. In the scripture, this point has been mentioned, that Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Srimad Bhagavatam, towards the beginning, 22 incarnations of the Lord have been described. And after describing those 22 incarnations of the Lord, it has been pointed out that there are innumerable incarnations of the Lord. Not that only these 22 incarnations are the incarnations, the innumerable incarnations. Eti chamsha kala pumsha. Avatarahi asankhayo. Asankhayo, sankha means number. And asankhya means innumerable. These avatars are incarnations of innumerable. But they are eti changsha, means they are Krishna's parts, amsa, or kala, parts of parts. And their parts. Kala Pumsha. But Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. But Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. How many of you remember this verse? Please raise your hand. Ete Changsha Kala Pumsha. So what does it say? Krishna is the source of all incarnation. And he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now that Supreme Personality of Godhead is not from Vaikuntha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead eternally resides in Golok. And one unique aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Golok is that there he is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Vaikuntha, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone knows him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in Golok, he doesn't appear like a Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's a cowherd boy. He is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's a cowherd boy. Gopal. And his activities are like that of a human being. He's not acting like the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's acting like a human being. Krishna ro jate ko khela, tar madhye noro lila, noro bopu taharo shorup. Of all the activities of Krishna, of all the pastimes of Krishna, although Krishna manifests himself in various ways, he appeared as Lord Nrisimhadev, he appeared as Vamanadev, he appeared as Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narayan, Vishnu. But of all his pastimes, his activities as a human being is the highest. And that activity is Krishna in Vrindavan. There he is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why he is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead? That is another consideration. Do you want to hear why in Vrindavan Krishna is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead?
Yes?
Yes? Okay. Okay, I was thinking that I was going to speak on Shikshashtaka. Anyway, Krishna Katha is always relishable, and I can see that you all are relishing it. So, we see that there are five kinds of loving relationships, five kinds of favorable relationships. For example, like, with some relationships are like, say, with your neighbors. You know that they're there. You see them. They're going to their work. They're coming back. They're sometimes on weekends. They're going out with the family. But you don't really have any exchange with them. Doesn't it happen? There are so many people that you know, but you don't have any exchange with them. That relationship is called the relationship of neutrality. You know that he is there, he knows that you are there, but there is no exchange. Now the relationship that you have with your servants is deeper than the relationship with those individuals, right? Your relationship with your servant is more intimate. There is some exchange, like, you are the master and your servant serves you, you take care of the servant. Then your relationship with your friends is even more intimate than the relationship with the servant. There's another relationship, friendship. Now your relationship with your parents are deeper than your relationship with your friends. That's called parental. And your relationship, those who are married, your relationship with your wife or husband is even more intimate than with your parents. Right? So how many relationships you get this way? Five. Neutrality, servitorship, friendship, parental, and conjugal. Now, if something is here, and since this material nature is a reflection of the spiritual world, so it must be there also in the spiritual world. What's the difference between material nature and spiritual world? What's the difference? You know the simple definition? Okay, Mahachar, you raised your hand.
Reflection of a tree.
Yes, oh, very good. This material nature is a reflection. So if there is a reflection, then it must be there on the origin, original. So if there is a tree and in a tree you see green leaves and red flowers and yellow fruits in the reflection, then we have to conclude that they must be there in the real tree. Right? So another consideration about the material nature, the difference between material nature and spiritual nature, is the material nature is the nature. Okay, you want to say something?
No, I just like you're asking us.
Okay. I was just, if you want, you can say.
The material world is temporary and then
Very good. The material nature is temporary because it's a reflection. Say, for example, in a water there is a reflection of a tree. As long as the water is there, the reflection is there. When the water dries out, will the reflection be there? Right. So, material nature, is because it's a reflection, is temporary. Spiritual nature is eternal. But one very important consideration about the difference between material nature and spiritual nature is the material nature is the world where we are the center. And spiritual world is the world where Krishna is the center. Is it clear? Do you agree with me? So, spiritual nature, spiritual world is a world where Krishna is the center. So here in the material nature, we experience these relationships with us. But in the spiritual world, these relationships are with Krishna. Now the problem is that in the spiritual world, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, He is the Supreme Lord. He is the Supreme Lord and Master. And everyone in that context is His servant. Right? So everyone is Krishna's servant. The servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, in Vaikuntha, therefore, the relationship is only servitorship. Neutrality, some neutrality, but servitorship. But friendship? See, the problem is, friendship takes place between the equals. Right? Friendship takes place between equals. Now, who can become equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Can anybody become equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Okay, friendship is among the equals. What about the parental? The parents are superior and the child is subordinate, inferior. Now who can become superior to the Supreme Personality of God? And the conjugal, the loving relationship is like that of a relationship between a young boy and a young girl. So how that kind of relationship be possible with the Supreme Personality of Godhead? But since these relationships are here, they must be there also. Right? So the point is, maybe it's not possible, actually it's not possible for anyone to become equal to Krishna or superior to Krishna and have a loving exchange, you know, like that of a young boy and a young girl. It may not be possible for others, but if the Supreme Personality of Godhead wants, then can He become equal? He can. If He wants, can He become inferior, a junior? And if He wants, can He have a loving relationship that a boy has with a young girl? But the thing is that in order to have that relationship, he had to hide his identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because if a devotee knows that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he won't be able to treat Him like his equal or subordinate. Right? Therefore, Krishna actually makes them forget that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Vrindavan is the place where Krishna made everybody forget that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just in order to enable them to have a loving exchange with Him the way one has with a friend, one has with his son, or one has with a lover. And that is the arrangement of Yogamaya, the transcendental illusion. Transcendental illusion. Okay, forgetfulness. That means in order to develop that relationship, they have to forget that Krishna is God. Now, the forgetfulness are of two kinds. One kind of forgetfulness is out of ignorance. That we always experience. We forget out of ignorance. Another kind of forgetfulness is out of love. Out of intense love, we forget the position of that person. Example, the son has become a state president. But does his mother treat him like a state president? He comes late home, the mother chastises him. Why did you come back so late? Can anyone treat a state president like that? It's not that the mother doesn't know that her son is the state president, but to the mother it doesn't really matter. You may be a state president or whatever. What difference does it make to me? You are my son. That is my relationship with you. Right? So this is a forgetfulness out of love. Is it clear? So in Vrindavan, they have forgotten Krishna out of that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead out of their intense love for him. It is not that they do not know that Krishna is God, but to them it doesn't matter because of their deep and intense love for him. Their attitude is, you may be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so what? What really matters is that you are the object of my love. Without loving you, I cannot stay. So that is Vrindavan. Where Krishna is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in order to have that, these three loving exchanges, or these loving exchanges in this three loving relationship, friendship, parental and conjugal, Krishna there is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is a cowherd boy. You may not be equal to a cowherd, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but to become equal to a cowherd boy, no problem. One may not be superior to a the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but to become his parents, treat him like his son, yes, if he's a cowherd boy. So that is Vrindavan. And that Braja Leela, that activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is revealed once in a diagrama. Do you remember when? Any of the children can tell me when? In which Manu's reign? Vaivarshata Manu? 28 Chatur Yuga? Which Yuga? Very good. At the end of Dwapara Yuga, when Krishna withdrew his pastimes and went back to the spiritual world, Dwapara Yuga ended, and then what Yuga comes in? Kali Yuga began. So after withdrawing his pastimes, Krishna considered that I revealed my Braja Leela, but how will anyone recognize the importance or the glory of Braja Leela? In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been described very beautifully. It has said, Jathishtha Bihari Krishna Kare Antar Dhan. Antardhan kori mone kore hanuman. Chirakal nahi kori prema bhakti dan. Prem bina jagate nahi avastha. Abundantly performing his pastimes, Krishna withdrew his pastimes. Kore antardhan, he disappeared. But then he considered that I do not offer this loving relationship generally. But unless and until one gets this love, how will one's life will be perfected? Then he, they, and he considered that because of one, one consideration that generally devotees serve Krishna following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, which is called Vaidhi Bhakti. And following Vaidhi Bhakti, one goes to Vaikuntha. When one achieves perfection through Vaidhi Bhakti, one goes to Vaikuntha. Now, if one goes to Vaikuntha, then he won't be able to go to Vrindavan, because situation is Vaikuntha is eternal. So how will have one access to Vrindavan, which is beyond Vaikuntha? And at the same time, the scripture says that following, if devotional service is not executed following Vaidhi Bhakti or following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, it will simply create disturbance. Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatra vidhin bina vaikantiki harer bhaktir utpatri vakalpati. If devotional service is rendered without following the teachings or instructions of Shruti, the Vedas, Puranas, and Itihash and Dharma Shastra, Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatra vidhin bina vaikantiki harer bhakti, even the devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very, very earnest and sincere, it will simply create disturbance. So now, Vaidhi Bhakti must be executed, and by following Vaidhi Bhakti, one will go to Vaikuntha. How will one come to Vrindavan? So when one renders devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead following Vaidhi Bhakti, he goes to Vaikuntha. But if Vaidhi Bhakti is executed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is a devotee, then he becomes eligible to Vrindavan. Therefore, Krishna appeared as a devotee. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead worshipped by following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, he will go to Vaikuntha. But this, when one renders devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead who came as a devotee, then he will be eligible to go to Vrindavan. That is why Krishna came as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This actually leads to another point. Why and how? Right? Okay, I'm sure. Or should I ask you? Do you want to hear why?
Yes.
Okay. There are two types of bhakti. Right? Vaidhi bhakti, and the other is Raganuga bhakti. What is the meaning of Raganuga bhakti? Raga, rag means spontaneous love, love, intense love. And anuga means following. So raganuga bhakti means the devotional service that is rendered by following the mood of one of the associates of Vrindavan. That is the way to enter into Vrindavan. By following one of the devotees of Vrindavan, who is known as Ragatmika Bhakta, whose relationship with Krishna is simply loving relationship, Ragatmika. And when one follows that devotee, that is called Raganuga. So, Raganuga Bhakti, was the definition of Raganuga Bhakti means Rag Anuga. Anuga means following. Who follow whom? Follow whom? A ragatmika bhakta. Right? Who is a Ragatmika Bhakta? A devotee of Krishna in Vrindavan. So now, Krishna came as you in the mood of, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Shrimati Radharani. Okay, so wait, and that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is playing the role of Shrimati Radharani. So when you are following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are you following? The greatest Ragatmika Bhakta, right? Therefore, when you are rendering devotional service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following Vaidhi Bhakti, that Bhakti is becoming Ragatmika Bhakta. Make sense, Madhuri? Any problem?
Yeah.
So that is why Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to open up the gate of Vrindavan. And okay, so coming here, what did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us how to become a devotee. Right? Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What was the purpose of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance? To teach us that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and how to render devotional service unto Him. Right? How many of you agree with me? Thank you. Very good. There many hands didn't go up. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us who is Krishna. Krishna came to teach us who He is and how to become His devotee. That's the difference between Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna came and He said, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam prabhavati. And He said, sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam prapte. Isn't it? Krishna came and He pointed out, He showed that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, three activities. But when He came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, did He say, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. And this is how you have to become a devotee of Krishna. Right? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us how to become a devotee of Krishna. And in the age of Kali, how do you display devotion to Krishna? There are different ways of worshipping Krishna in different ages. Okay, how many ages are there? Yes? How many ages are there?
Four.
Very good, very good. What are those four ages? Very good. So in four different ages, there are four different ways of worshipping Krishna. How many of you remember what are those four different ways of worshipping Krishna? Okay, you tell me.
Satyuga, penance?
No, Satyuga, meditation.
Jatayuga,
performing? Jagya. Dapar Yuga? Worshipping Krishna? And in Kali Yuga? Sankirtan Jagai, Sankirtan Prayai. Jajantihi Sumedha Saha. The four yugas, Kriteja Dhayate Vishnu. In Treta Yuga, Krite Satya Yuga, the way is Dhayate, means meditate upon Krishna. Tretayam Jajate Mokho. In Treta Yuga, performing sacrifice. In Satya Yuga, by meditating, they used to see the Supreme Lord in the heart. In Treta Yuga, through performance of yajna or sacrifice, the Lord used to appear. And in Dwapar Yuga, through worship of the Lord in the temple. And in Kali Yuga, chanting the holy name of the Lord. So what is the way of worshipping Krishna or rendering devotional service to Krishna in the age of Kali? Chanting the holy name. So now, what is the holy name that one should chant?
Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
so, appearing here, what did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Otherwise, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra was not manifest here. People didn't have access to Hare Krishna Mahamantra. There are many mantras in the Vedic scriptures, but there is only one Mahamantra. Maha means what?
Great.
Great. And mantra? So mantra is a transcendental sound vibration that delivers us from our material suffering condition and takes us back to the spiritual world. So the greatest mantra is there? One. So that is this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This Maha Mantra was not available in other ages. This Maha Mantra became manifest in this age by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Alright? Okay. So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, what is this Hare Krishna Mahamantra through these 8 verses? So that is the objective of our session today. Alright? So I saw the paper, some printed copies were distributed of the Mahamantra. I mean, Ashtashikshashtakam. The first one is Cheta Darpana Marjanam. Very good. Wonderful. So, this Harinam Sankirtan, Param Vijayati Sankirtan, let the Sankirtan be completely victorious. All victory to the Holy Name. And what does the Holy Name do? Why should the Holy Name be honored in this way? Because Cheta Darpana Marjanam. Cheta means our heart. Why heart? Because that's the source of consciousness. Cheta. Chetna. Cheta means consciousness. It purifies our consciousness, which is coming from the heart, the mirror of our mind. So now what is happening with our consciousness? Our consciousness is flowing towards the material direction. And as a result of that, what is happening? We are becoming entangled in this material nature. But when you chant the holy name of the Lord, then what happens? Our consciousness becomes purified. Cheta Darpana Marjanam. And when our consciousness becomes purified, when our consciousness becomes spiritualized, then what happens? Bhava Mahadava Agni Nirvahanam. We are constantly suffering in this material nature, which is called Bhava. And Maha means great again, and Dava Agni means forest fire. This material nature is like a great forest fire. Do you sing every day? Samsara Dava Nava Nava. So again we get the word Dava Nava, Dava Agni. Nirvapanam. Nirvapanam means extinguished. So, consider one is engulfed by a forest fire. Is there any way he can escape from there? No. But if there is a torrent of rain, then the forest fire will be extinguished. So the chanting of the holy name is like a torrential rain that extinguishes this forest fire of material existence. And then what happens when this forest fire of material existence is extinguished? Shriya Koirava Chandrika Vitaranam. It emanates, it gives out the soothing rays of auspiciousness. Shriya Koirava Chandrika Vitaranam. Koirava means the white lotus flower. And the Shriya Koirava Chandrika Vitaranam. Like the okay. Let me read the translation that Prabhupada gave us. Let there be all victory for the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna, which can cleanse the mirror of the heart and stop the miseries of the blazing fire of material existence. Right? That chanting is a waxing moon that spreads the white lotus of good fortune for all living entities. All living entities. So when we chant, not only we receive the good fortune, but whoever hears becomes also the recipient of this good fortune. It is said that as long as the sound vibration goes, everything becomes auspicious. So this is how the chanting of the holy name creates the good fortune for the living entities in this world. The chanting of the waxing moon that spreads the white lotus of good fortune for all living entities. It is the life and soul of all education. The chanting of the holy name of Krishna expands the blissful ocean of transcendental life. It gives a cooling effect to everyone and enables one to taste full nectar at every step. So this is the effect of chanting the holy name. Our heart becomes purified, and due to the heart becoming purified, we become free from our suffering condition. And this chanting of the holy name brings the good fortune for everyone. And this holy name is the life and soul of education. Like all the learning must lead us to this point of accepting the glory of the holy name and accepting its mercy. The chanting of the holy name of Krishna expands the blissful ocean of transcendental life. Anandam budhi vardhanam. Ananda means bliss. And ambudhi means ocean. In order to get a drop of joy, we are struggling so much in this material nature. But by chanting the holy name, what will happen? We'll become submerged in an ocean of joy. People here are hankering for a drop of this joy, but this will lead us to a situation when we become submerged in an ocean of joy. And not only in an ocean of joy, that ocean of joy will constantly keep on expanding. Vardhanam, ananda, ambuti, vardhanam. And sarvatma snapanam, the cooling effect of everyone. So let there be all victory for the chanting of the holy name. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving the introduction to the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna Mahaprabhu. Then the next verse is Nam Nam Akari Bhavana. Very good. Nam Nam Akari Bahudha Nija Sarva Shakti. So, Prabhupada's translation goes like, My Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, in your holy name there is all good fortune for the living entity. And therefore you have many names such as Krishna and Govinda, by which you expand yourself. You have invested all your potencies in those names, and there are no hard and fast rules for remembering them. My dear Lord, although you bestow such mercy upon the fallen conditioned soul by liberally teaching your holy names, I am so unfortunate that I commit offense while chanting the holy name, and therefore I do not achieve attachment for chanting. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here is explaining what the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is. Hare Krishna Mahamantra, did you see what is Hare Krishna Mahamantra? It's only Krishna's names, isn't it? Hare Krishna. Hare indicates Hare is, Radharani is called Hara, and Hare in vocative, when we, in Sanskrit there are declensions, there are seven declensions. So one is vocative, that when you call somebody, how you call somebody, how do you call? Hare, hey Govinda, don't you call like that? So, when you call Hara, it becomes Hari. Hara. So, Radharani is calling, that being called in this way. Oh, Srimati Radharani. Oh, Hara. Hari. Krishna. Hari. Krishna. 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 Hare. Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, 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 Hare. So how many names we got there? Very good, you already figured it out. So, Hara, Hare, Krishna, and Rama. So all names. Now, this verse is saying that in all the names, Krishna has invested his entire potency. So if Krishna's entire potency is there, then doesn't it mean Krishna himself? So in this way, in his name, Krishna has manifested himself. Krishna has appeared in his holy name. This holy name is non-different from Krishna. Non-different from Krishna. There's no difference between Krishna's name and Krishna himself. Nam Nam Akari Bahudha. Although there are many, many, Bahudha means many. Although Krishna has so many names, right? Can you think of one? Can you tell me one name of Krishna? You. Okay. You. Okay. Okay. You? Okay. Keshava. Yes? Shamashunda. Mukunda. So finally you raised your hand. Okay, very good. Why did it take so long? Yes. Okay. So there are so many names of Krishna, right? And in all his names, Krishna has invested his entire potency. Right? So if Krishna's entire potency is there, then is the name different from Krishna?
No.
Krishna is none other. Krishna's names are non-different from Krishna. Clear? Namna makari bahudha nijasarva shakti stattrarpita. And now the name should be chanted, right? Or should the name should be only be in the books? Should we chant the names?
Yes.
How many of you think that we should chant the holy name? Okay, thank you. So now in chanting, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that there is no hard and fast rules. Anytime, anywhere, under any circumstances, you can chant. Right? Can you chant standing up?
Yes.
Or you should chant only sitting down? Can you chant lying down?
Yes.
Can you chant running?
Yes.
Can you chant while you are sleeping? That would be wonderful. In your dream, if you can chant, yeah. So, actually, it says that there is no restriction. In that respect, there is a very beautiful anecdote, very beautiful pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out of the toilet and the devotees found that he was biting his tongue. Biting onto his tongue. So they asked, what happened? Why are you biting onto your tongue? He said, look, I was in a dirty place. I was in the toilet. And even there the tongue was chanting the holy name. So to stop it, I'm just holding my tongue. So there was a 5-year-old boy. And this boy's name was Gopal. He was the son of Mahaprabhu, one of Mahaprabhu's associates. So Gopal, this 5-year-old boy Gopal, asked, well, if the time comes to leave our body in a dirty place, should we chant the holy name? At the time of death, what do we have to do? We have to chant the holy name, right? So now Gopal asked, if the time comes to leave our body in a dirty place, should we chant the holy name? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, today I learned a very important lesson from Gopal. And since then Gopal got a name, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him as his guru, his name became Gopal Guru. Later on, he became known as Gopal Guru Goswami. So from this, what did you learn? The holy name should be chanted everywhere, under any condition. Or should we chant the holy name after we get up? We should take bath and then chant the holy name? Do we need to become clean first to chant? We can chant anywhere, under any circumstances, in any condition. So that's why Mahaprabhu is saying, tat niyamita smarane na kala. In chanting the holy name, there is no restriction of time or place or circumstances. Etadrishi tava kripa, my Lord, so mercifully you have given us the holy name. which is not different from Krishna himself, but I am so unfortunate. Durdaivam. It is my misfortune. Idrisham. Anuraga. Then Eta Durdaivam Idrisham. Then what is that? Durdaivam Idrisham Ihajani Na Anuraga. Na Anuraga. I did not develop any attachment to the Holy Name. So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displaying his humble attitude. He's so humble. The Supreme, he's actually teaching us how we should feel. My Lord, I'm so unfortunate that I can't still take the full mercy of you and develop my attachment to the Holy Name. So what should we do? Anyone will tell me what you should do while you are chanting the Holy Name? We should chant it very sincerely, without committing offense, right? So how many of you do that? Those who will do that, raise your hands. What's the matter? Huh? Once again, how many of you live sincerely chant the Holy Name? Okay, those who really chant the Holy Name, raise both of your hands. And say, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. I know why you didn't raise your hand, because you wanted to raise not only one hand, but both hands. Then the third verse is very important. The third verse is saying, Trinadapi sunichena karodha shahishtuna amamina mamadena kaniyasakari. So, what does it mean? Trina means what? Okay, let me first read Prabhupada's translation and then we'll go to the... One who thinks himself lower than the grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor, but is always prepared to give all respects to others, can very easily always chant the Holy Name of the Lord. So in order to chant the Holy Name of the Lord, what we have to do? We have to develop an attitude of becoming more humble than a blade of grass. Right? We have to become very humble. Trinadupi sunichena and tarariva shahishnu. Now we have to become tolerant as a tree. We have to become as tolerant as a tree. Have you seen how tolerant the tree is? What happens? Somebody is cutting the tree and it's very hot, but the tree is giving him the shade so that he becomes cool. Right? The same person while cutting the tree, he becomes hungry. The tree says, okay, have some fruits. Right? So this is how tolerant the tree is. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is suggesting that we become as tolerant as a tree. And prior to that he mentioned as humble or more humble than a blade of grass. Thinking ourselves lower than the grass. Have you seen how low the grass feels? You step onto the grass, does the grass make any protest? No. You trample the grass just tolerates it. So So a devotee must become as tolerant, as humble as in Virabhas, or rather more humble than in Virabhas. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Very good. So, and when we become more humble than a blade of grass and as tolerant as a tree, then we'll be able to chant the holy name all the time. Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Then the fourth verse is Na Dhanam Na Janam Na Sundarai Kavitam. O Lord of the universe, I do not desire material wealth, materialistic followers, a beautiful wife or fruitive activities described in flowery language. All I want, life after life, is unmotivated devotional service to you. So, when you want to chant, what should you do? You should not desire anything material. In the material nature, what wants? Usually, what does want? Usually want?
Money.
Money, right? Fame, and so forth. Right? So, as a devotee, should we ask those things from Krishna? Krishna, give me money, give me big position, or what should you desire? That life after life I can render devotional service unto you. Right? Then the fifth one. Oi nanda tanujakim karam patitam maam ishame bhavam bhutva kripaya tadupada kumpratyastita. O my Lord, O Krishna, son of Maharaj Nanda, I am your eternal servant, but because of my own fruitive acts, I have fallen into this horrible ocean of nations. Now please be causelessly merciful to me. Consider me a particle of dust at your lotus feet. So, what should be our prayer to Krishna? Krishna, I am your eternal servant, but I have fallen into this horrible situation in this material nature. So please mercifully pick me up and place me in the dust of your lotus feet. So what we should become, what we should we desire? Should we desire to become something very big? Should we desire to enjoy in this material nature? Or should we recognize how difficult this material existence is, how dangerous this situation is, and we should pray to Krishna that please mercifully pick me up from this dangerous situation and place me at your lotus feet as a speck of dust, and I can continue to render my devotional service unto you. Nayanam Baladashtu Dharaya Badanam Bhattadarutta Vidaha Kulakoy Nichitam Bhaku Kada Bhavanam Bhakti. My dear Lord, when will my eyes be beautified by filling with tears that constantly glide down as I chant your holy name. You see, when one experiences ecstasy, then tears come streaming down the eyes. So when that happened to me, that by chanting, the tears will constantly flow from my eyes. When my voice will falter and all the hairs on my body stand erect in transcendental happiness as I chant your holy name. Jugaitam nimeshena My Lord Govinda, because of separation from you, I consider even a moment a great millennium. Tears flow from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I see the entire world as void. Sunnaitam jagat sarvam govinda vidahayami. Due to our intense love for Krishna, when we feel the separation from Krishna, then the whole world will appear to be empty, as if nothing is there in this world for me. And due to the separation, tears flow constantly from the eyes. Then, Ashlishava Padaratan. So, let Krishna tightly embrace this maidservant who has fallen at his lotus feet, or let him trample me or break my heart by never being visible to me. He's a debauchee, after all, and can do whatever he likes. But he is still no one other than the worship of the Lord of my heart. So in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying this verse. That whether Krishna embraces me lovingly, or he tramples me and breaks my heart by never being visible to me, whatever he does, still he is my eternal Lord and Master, and I do not know anyone else. So this is how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave these 8 verses. So out of this, and I'll suggest that you all meditate on this verse, especially the first 4 verses are very important for us. These 4 verses are explaining what the holy name of Krishna does, what chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra does to us, and what is this Mahamantra, in what kind of attitude we should chant the holy name, and what should be our prayers when we chant the holy name. And should we desire material prosperity, material benefits, or should we simply want to serve in life after life? So that is the goal of chanting the holy name. So does anybody have any question? Yes, by the way.
So, in the beginning, thank you so much for the wonderful discussion. It was very fascinating. You were talking about Vaidhi Bhakti born to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna, will yield Radha Nidhi Bhakti more to the person, because directly to the Supreme Personality of God. Can you elaborate on that? In conjunction with something I heard you say in a class
previously in New York, about which ties to the Shikshastakam, about the Trinadapi verse being the often said as being the Siddha Pranali verse for Gaudiya Vaishnava.
Yeah. Very good, yeah. You see, 3 years back, it was 2 years back, during the Mayapur festival, nowadays we are having a thing called ILS, ISKCON Leadership Sangha. One year we have Leadership Sangha, and the other year we have SDGS, SG, Sannyasi, Guru, GBC, and so they all get together and Sangha, associate. And ILS is, previously the way we used to have leadership, temple presidents get together. Now we are having all leaders, of various capacities in ISKCON coming. Like we get about 1,200, 1,300 devotees coming from all different parts of the world. And I gave a seminar year before last on the title of the seminar, Srila Prabhupada Gave Us Everything. The reason I gave the seminar because some devotees were getting misled by some individuals, those who were saying that Srila Prabhupada didn't give everything. You have to go to them to get. Srila Prabhupada just gave the basics, but Srila Prabhupada didn't give us everything. To get the higher stuff, we have to go to them. But the point actually was that Prabhupada gave us everything. The point was that, Prabhupada gave us Vaidhi Bhakti, Prabhupada didn't give us Rāyana Bhakti. And as you pointed out, they call it Siddha Pranali, they give. The Siddha Pranali meaning, the process to achieve perfection. But as you very, very aptly pointed out, that this is the Siddha Pranali, the third verse. Trinagopi Sumichala. Becoming more humble than the Veda Pras. Tolerivashadishti, becoming as tolerant to the tree. Desiring no honor and respect for ourselves, prepared to offer all respect to others. So actually, cultivating that attitude, we are able to chant the holy name of the Lord all the time. Keep the near sadhana. Because that is the perfection. Chanting the holy name. Because that's the Vrindavan situation, right? So anyway, this is the Siddha Pranali that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. So what's the point in going somewhere else? Now if we're going to the details, Raghunuru, did you talk about Raghunuru or not? So that's the thing that I was pointing out. That if you say, I will give you Raghunuru, then Rupa Goswami is clearly saying in Nectar Devotion, Utpatri Bhakti. Rendering devotional service, practicing devotional service without following Vaidhi Bhakti will simply create disturbance. And we saw what kind of disturbance they are creating. A practical experience. Devotional service must be executed by following the rules and regulations. And so Vaidhi Bhakti must be practiced, but the point is, Vaidhi Bhakti, when it is rendered unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it leads us to Vaikuntha. But Vaidhi Bhakti, when rendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a devotee, then that becomes Raghunuga. How? And that's what I was pointing out. Chaitanya Raghunuga Bhakti means to follow the Raghatmika Bhakti of Vrindavan. So, when we are following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are you following? We are following Srimati Radharani, the greatest Raghatmika Bhakti. So, following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by following Vaidhi Bhakti is automatically become Radha Mohan Bhakti. And what is the ultimate achievement that we see through the discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai on the bank of Godavari? Ramananda Rai seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Radha Krishna. Right? So when we follow him, rendering our service in a proper way, devotional service to him in a proper way, then in place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see Radha Krishna. And that is how we enter into Vrindavan. So Prabhupada gave us everything. Who is Prabhupada? Prabhupada is a special personality who has been sent by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But can anybody have any doubt about that? Like, I'll tell you one incident. In Vrindavan, some people say that our sampradaya is now bona fide. The reason they say that is because our sampradaya is not following the diksha line. Bhakti Siddhanta, I mean, our line is following shiksha. They don't understand that. They said, because our sampradaya is not following the line of diksha, it is not bona fide. So, my counter question to them was, did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say that the holy name will spread, his teachings will spread in every town and village? They can't deny that. And the personality who fulfilled that prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is he in line with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or not? That is the proof that Sri Prabhupada is the personality who actually came to give the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and fulfill his prediction. And my point, of course, I didn't tell them, but you know, I felt like telling them that if you want to achieve perfection of your involvement in spiritual life, you should join ISKCON. You should follow Srila Prabhupada. If you really want to have your spiritual benefit. Anyway, I mean, the point is, you know, at least we are convinced that what Srila Prabhupada gave is ultimate perfection of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. Yes?
You know, in that regard, thank you. That's such a profoundly beautiful explanation and understanding.
Take the mic. Yeah, give me the mic.
I'm reminded of an anecdote that I just read recently of where Prabhupada was, I can't remember the exact situation, but it was from the memories. Prabhupada said, you know, Krishna consciousness is so simple that you can easily miss it.
Yeah, that's true. Simple for the simple. So, any other question? Thank you very much, Bhadra and Prabhu, for this. Yes, Deepak. Come forward and take the mic.
We will take only one question. Rest on the next day.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, I have a question, like continuing on the same third verse, that how to cultivate that mood of humility, because it's very extreme to have like such a tolerance and such humility, especially in our student life where we do our chanting, but then when we go to back to college, the everything works exactly opposite to that. You have to prove yourself all the time.
Well, the thing is that what we are, Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. So, the point is that, you know, like, through these instructions, we are getting the highest goal, the ultimate goal. But if we can't achieve it right now, it doesn't matter. But and we know that we have to reach that goal. Right? So, whatever situation you are in, you know, carry on practicing the process, and ultimately the perfection will be achieved. if you follow it properly. You're not going to stay in the college all the time, right? Like someday you'll come out of it. Maybe you'll work for a few years. And then probably you'll join ISKCON. Become a full-time devotee. Right? And you know, gradually things will happen. So don't worry. Just carry on. Devotional service Prabhupada said, susukham kartum apayam, should be happily executed. Don't make it difficult, don't make it troublesome. Just render it happily. Okay? Thank you. Yeah, what are you saying? Yes, you have a question? Okay.
Hare Krishna. My question is, Devakinandan Krishna, who is the Devakinandan Krishna? And another question is, Devakinandan Krishna and Vasudev Krishna, what is the difference?
Devakinandan Krishna is Vasudev Krishna.
Somebody, one of the Gaudiya Maharaj, he gave the class the day before yesterday. And he gave the class this, and he said, you have any question? And I said, yes, I have a question, I have a doubt. Devakinandan Krishna, he says, and our Arajdha Devata is Devakinandan, not Devakinandan Krishna. Our Arajdha Devata is Vasudev Krishna.
No, no, we do it.
And
if
says,
either he said it wrong or you heard it wrong.
And he said,
okay, I got your point. Actually, Jiva Goswami is saying that Krishna Anna Jagusambhuta, that Krishna who appeared as in the family of Jagu dynasty, that is Vasudev Krishna, Anya, different. But the original Supreme Personality of Godhead is actually Nanda Nanda Krishna, right? The son of Nanda Maharaj. And Vrindavanam Parittarja Putra Paratina Vachita. He never leaves Vrindavan and goes anywhere else. Alright? So what he said, you know, maybe you misunderstood it. Vasudev Krishna is the son of Vasudev, Devaki's son. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is Aradha Bhagavan Brajeshutanam. That Brajeshutanam, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Son. Aradha Bhagavan, the Supreme Worshipable Personality of Godhead, is Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, who is in Vrindavan. And Spadhamo Vrindavana, his abode is Vrindavan. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Can we conclude today? You can.
I thought we'll need a kirtan and then conclude.
Okay. I have some announcements first.
Sure.
Okay. I really thank Maharaj for giving such wonderful discourse. And I personally feel even more happy to hear such a wonderful song through your lotus song. I appreciate that. One more thing that I learned is that without sadhu sangha, we just cannot do any devotional service. So there is a nice shloka I remember. Mahat kripa vina kono karme goti noi, Krishna bhakti dure rahu samsar na hai kare. So, Srila Prabhupada said that to understand Mahaprabhu, we should all learn Bengali. I learned it myself, trying it of course. Not so perfect, but you know, trying it. So, this shloka says, unless we have blessings from the great souls, what to speak of getting love for Krishna? We cannot even be liberated from material existence. So, certainly, Maharaj, thank you so much for that nice mercy. And we feel that more and more association required. Your coming one time is not enough. So, kindly, at least come two times. Thank you so much. I have a couple of announcements. Tomorrow, again, we have programs from 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the New Talavan farm or farm community. Devotees are requested to go there. Maharaj is going to speak on Vaishnava etiquette over here. Then day after tomorrow, that is Sunday, we have again program in the temple. Maharaj will be giving class. from 10 o'clock to 11:30, and before that there is a little jagya ceremony for Gokul Gopal's program and his wife. There they will be sponsoring tomorrow's Sunday's lunch. And again in the evening there will be a program by 6 o'clock. And on 23rd, that is Monday, Maharaj will be conducting the last program. She will visit different devotees' houses. And then there will be also a small lecture and lunch prasadam organized by Gurudas Prabhu. I sincerely thank all of you for giving your valuable time and appreciate your presence here. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Bhakti Charu Maharaj ki.
Hare Krishna. Well, I have one question to the children. Don't get up. So, will you mind if I ask you how many of you are chanting Hare Krishna and Japa? Okay, how many of you are chanting? Okay, those who did not raise their hands. Okay, can I make a request to all of you? That at least chant one round every day. Will it be too much? Who will chant at least one round every day? If you can chant more.
Did you raise your hand?
Oh yeah, sure. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanandi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharaye Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatana Vishatadine Srila Prabhupada Ki
I request all Srila Prabhupada's disciples to please go to Sannyasi room and take Prasadam Bhutmaharaj. And the rest of the devotees please proceed to the dining hall. Hare Krishna.